From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting Syria's president determined to defeat terrorists. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad told a Russian parliamentary delegation in Damascus Sunday his country must first eliminate the terrorist threat as a way to reach a political solution to the country's nearly five-year civil war. The state-run Sana'a news agency said Mr. Assad stressed that taking out terrorist groups would preserve the country's sovereignty and territorial integrity. Analyst Joseph Ulmert of the University of South Carolina says this is nothing new.
He refers to all the opposition in Syria, which is most of the Syrian people, as terrorist, and of course he uses the word because he wants to justify through the use of the word terrorist all the harsh measures that his regime is taking against the Syrian people.
A member of the Russian delegation said Mr. Assad is prepared to take part in a new presidential election, as well as holding a vote for parliament if that's what the Syrian people want. Mr. Assad was re-elected just last year to a third seven-year term. Low voter turnout is reported in the Republic of Congo Sunday as people were asked to cast ballots on constitutional changes that would allow President Denis Sassou Nguesso to seek another term. The proposed amendments would abolish a two-term limit for presidents and an age limit of 70 for presidential candidates.
Aujourd'hui, c'est un jour très important.
Mr. Sassou Nguesso called it an important day for the people to show the world they are free and sovereign. Results from the referendum are expected later in the week. The opposition called on voters to boycott the referendum. President Sassou Nguesso won disputed elections in 2002 and 2009 and has ruled the Republic of Congo in different capacities for most of the past 36 years. This is VOA News.